Do you know the word varmints?
Varmint, yeah.
Have you ever used that food?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was. It isn't a certain kind of an animal, is it? It's just
an
expression of the animal's actions more than anything else, isn't it? There isn't an animal called a varmint, is it?
No.
Yeah, that's kind of, I thought of that term varmint, but I thought you meant a real animal.
Weren't there some kind of wild animal in this area that used to come around and bother people a lot? I read in the Village on the County Line something like wolves.
Yeah. I don't remember any in my lifetime around here.
I guess that was really...
It's funny, the wildlife is very different here now. When I was a kid, there were no squirrels in town, and a number of the citizens chipped in money and imported the squirrels. And to begin with, there were mostly gray squirrels and a few red, and the red drove all the gray squirrels out. I don't think there are any gray squirrels left. Also, when I was a kid, there were no rabbits here. And now they're very common. A lot of kids raised rabbits, had them in pens. I don't know whether these came from rabbits that escaped or what. Also, when I was a kid, there were all kinds of snakes, especially garter snakes, and once in a while a spotted adder. And they were very common. We'd be sitting in the grass, it was nothing to see a garter snake around. I haven't seen a snake around here in years, but the times have changed. Now I guess there are deer that are fairly close to town. Once in a while you hear about one over near Oak Brook or somewhere, but of course there were none within miles. So the wildlife has changed here.
That's too bad. I've missed a lot.
Yeah.
There's a place out as a wildlife preserve where they have a little red schoolhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can go out there and they've got binoculars set up.
Oh, yeah.
And look out over some.
Where is that? Out south somewhere?
Let's see, it's south and a little bit east of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the